بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة. قبل qualities of being righteous, qualities by which people become righteous and pious. The first quality Allah explained, which is necessary for the stability of a society, and only if a society, community is stable, then can they progress ahead in life, whether it is in deen or dunya. So for that, the criminal element which is always prevalent, how to deal with that, so that is eliminated and we have a stable society. So the first command Allah gave with regard to this is with regard to if somebody is killed or harmed in any way, then the retaliation of that, if somebody was killed, then the killer's life must be taken. As it was common in the whole world till very recently, the death penalty. But unfortunately, the animals of this world, they want to bring chaos in the world and abolish the death penalty and brought stupid laws like a person is given 5 life sentences. How can he have 5 life sentences? Or he's given a punishment of 200 years in jail. Who's going to live 200 years? All the stupid things they've brought, and in the process, the crime has just increased all the time. People have become bold and daring. The amount of murders that take place in our country, in the world all the time. If this command of Allah is just enacted, brought, that if a person is killed, then that person, the killer, the murderer, his life must be taken. That will eliminate this whole problem. So that is the first command that Allah Ta'ala has given. And also some details of it were discussed. Further, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman, who is Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most kind. Allah has given concession in this way also. To take the life of somebody is quite a difficult. Somebody who murders, really his life should be taken. He has murdered somebody, a life for a life is only very fair. An-nafsu bin nafsi. It is the very fair thing. But Allah in His infinite compassion and mercy has made a concession. That if the family people, that is those who would inherit from the murdered, the person who is murdered, if they forgive the person who is murdered, and they accept blood money in return, that concession Allah has made also. And this person then should appreciate that my life should have been taken. But in place of that, just the blood money they are taking. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْهُنْ پھر جس کو معاف کیا جاوے اس کے بھائی کے طرف سے کچھ بھی. That if from the family of the murdered, if they forgive the murderer and they get satisfied to take blood money on that, then that is also acceptable. That will be also permitted, and that is also heavy. The blood money is also heavy. And yet there is an indication that if the inheritors, all of them are not happy, some of them are prepared to forgive and some of them are not prepared to forgive. Some of them are prepared to take the blood money and the others are not prepared. But then in any case, because life cannot be divided, that you take half a life of somebody and you leave half a life, that it cannot be divided. So the qisas, the taking of a life in return, that by the command of Allah falls away immediately. And now the blood money will be given to those who did not forgive. Those who have forgiven, have forgiven. Those who did not forgive, they will get the blood money. And when for giving this blood money to them, Allah says, فَاتِّبَاعُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ تو تابعداری کرنی چاہیے موافق دستور کے. Now this person, when he has been forgiven, his life has been saved, and now the deal which he has to give, the life money, he should fulfill it, and according to rules, bil ma'ruf, properly. That is, he should please the people, the person who has been murdered, his family people. They have done him a favor, they have not taken his life, they have the right in an Islamic country, and the law of where Islamic law is, that they can forego it, and they accept the blood money. But now the person, the murderer, he must now please those people. They have done him a great favor, he should make them happy also. But he should make them happy bil ma'ruf, according to laws and according to regulation. For example, to make them happy, if those people say, we will only get happy that if you give your son as a slave to us, then that is not acceptable, because that is not fair at all. Or they say, we will only forgive if you allow us to have sex with your daughter. That is totally haram. That is not permissible. So it must be bil ma'ruf, within the laws and within the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that was from that side. The people who have forgiven must not make wrong demands, and that they are, we are forgiving, but we are making this demand also. Unfortunately, this also happens. Many a people in our society presently, where they help out widows or etc., they make undue demands on those widows. They take advantage of them in very, very wrong ways. This is totally haram. If we want to help out a widow especially, then help her out in a correct way. Don't take wrong advantage of her because she's in a desperate position. Unfortunately, there are many widows, many women who are in difficulty, and people who have money and want to help, but they take this wrong, greatly wrong advantage. This is totally wrong, and they are destroying all their rewards. They are doing no good to anyone whatsoever. So that is one side. The other side, وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ, or ادا کرنا چاہیے اس کو خوبی کے ساتھ. And now that the blood money he has accepted, they have forgiven him, they ask only for the blood money, then this should be fulfilled properly. He shouldn't delay in it. He should pay it properly, and he should do it with kindness and with goodness. He should not delay in any way. Also in this, those who have forgiven, they are accepting the blood money, they should not have this in their heart, that now we are forgiving him, we'll collect the blood money. But as soon as we have an opportunity, we will still go and kill him on ourselves. We will take that revenge. That is totally haram also. When you have forgiven him, you have accepted the blood money, then accept that. And this person on his side, now that they said that we will accept the blood money, now he should not escape from there. And he doesn't pay the money. He goes to some other country. He goes and hide away somewhere. He goes and start a new life somewhere. And here he hasn't paid. He got away. His life got saved. And now he's not paying. No. وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ. He should fulfill that responsibility of his now. Pay the blood money. Pay it properly. Pay it on due date. And do not delay in it. And do not escape and run away. You got away with your, you saved your life. Now don't take advantage, and now you escape from there. That is also totally wrong. All this Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. یہ آسانی ہوئی تمہارے رب کے طرف سے اور مہربانی. That this, that your life had to be taken, that is the basic thing. And that law, when it is there, just the law itself will eliminate 80-90% of crime and of murders. And now that Allah has made it easy, Allah says that Allah has shown you His compassion and His kindness. Allah has made it easier for you. Your life got saved, you only had to pay the blood money. And this is a mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as well. In that, a person should learn a lesson also. Very seldom it is that a righteous person will commit murder. Usually it is people who are ruffians, who are way out, they commit murder. So they should take a lesson. When my life got saved, I must turn to Allah. I must make tawbah. I must correct my life now. This life of mine, like a gangster, like a mafia, that is totally wrong for me. I must give up that way of life, and I must choose a life of submission to Allah, of nobility and righteousness. So Allah has shown, we can see how balanced and how kind Allah Ta'ala is, and how perfect the law of Allah, the law of Islam is. May Allah let us realize this. And unfortunately, how many of us, we think Western law, the Roman law, which is the Western law today, we give preference to that over Islamic law. When it comes to inheritance, how many of us run to the kuffar courts when we push away Islamic law? When it comes to maintenance and divorce, we leave all the Islamic rules and injunctions and we go to the kuffar courts and we go get our divorces done there and our maintenance, etc. This is totally against the grain of Islam, that we cancel the law of Allah, and it's a very dangerous thing for one's iman to give preference to the law of the kuffar over the law of Allah Ta'ala. So we must be very careful in these matters. At such a time, our iman gets tested. We want to show a point to the son-in-law, to the husband, etc., and we push away Allah's laws, and we go to the laws of the kuffar. This is very, very dangerous for our iman. We must be very careful about that. May Allah guide us to righteousness, observe the law of Allah, and for ourselves we will see the great mercy of Allah and goodness prevailing in our communities and our societies. Only good comes from observing the laws of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all the tawfiq.